Hello there, strange humans. You're listening to a director's cut of episode 2, the CJH podcast. Hope you enjoy.
Hello there, this is the CJH, and you're listening to the CJH podcast, where we talk movies, rants, speculation, and more. It's been a long time since I've been honest with myself. This day-to-day routine has got me overwhelmed. When it comes to passion, I've been feeling uncompelled. It gets exhausting living like somebody else. Just as a time to decide if this is worth all my time to try to get through my life with this false peace of mind. I struggle to find a way to stomach the lie that I'm content with the thought of living just to survive. So fuck this real world. I'm in control of who I'm striving to be. I'll tear through these walls that still surround me.
Welcome to the second episode of the CJH podcast, where we talk movies, TV shows, rants, speculation, and more. On the top of the hour, we'll be talking Star Wars, speculation, leaks, and spoilers. Stay tuned.
We would be honored if you would join us.
You will know the power of the dark side
of the hand. But not slow. No. Trust in the Force, I do. Thought me helpless, did you? Over here, I am. Quick it out.
You want to buy some death sticks?
You don't want to sell me death sticks.
I don't want to sell you death sticks.
You want to go home and rethink your life?
I want to go home and rethink my life.
If they find us, they will crush us, grind us into tiny pieces, and blast us into oblivion.
This is where the fun begins.
My lord, is that legal?
I will make it legal.
There's always a bigger fish.
I sense a trap.
Next move?
Spring the trap.
The return of Emperor Palpatine is perhaps the most anticipated storyline of the Star Wars The Rise of the Skywalker. Where was the character all this time, and why didn't he reveal himself? A recently released comic book appears to give the answers to this question. When the first trailer of the film was released, the fans were excited about the return of the Emperor, who was presumed to be dead. If there was any doubt that Palpatine would return, Luke Skywalker himself, played by Mark Hamill, confirmed in the voiceover that no one is really gone, a statement that also opens the door for the return of the Jedi Master. But what was the Emperor doing all this time? A recently released comic book titled Star Wars Age of the Rebellion, Luke Skywalker. In the comic book, the Emperor is seen trying to manipulate Luke. Palpatine knows that it is difficult to turn the young Jedi to the dark side, so he tries to show Luke that people in authority from both the Rebellion and the Empire can still be bad. The result is that the Jedi starts to believe they can't do much to change the galaxy, and it's better to live in exile. Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker will revisit the scene in which Luke watches the Jedi training temple burn. According to sources, the film may also show that it was Emperor who may have manipulated Kylo Ren as well. The Emperor uses the Force to manipulate people. Often it is just a voice that makes suggestions at the right time. As Palpatine been manipulating people like Luke and Kylo Ren all these years, biding his time? With Luke gone, there is no Jedi who is strong enough to stop the Emperor in Star Wars: The Rise of the Skywalker. Is this what he has been planning all along? Luke going into exile also helped the First Order grow stronger in the galaxy, which again appears to be something the Palpatine has planned. Will we find out what happens in episode 9 concerning this? We'll find out.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road gets rough ahead, where you're miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said, 'cause you got a friend in me.
Although it certainly seemed like the franchise had reached a natural heartwarming conclusion a few years ago, Toy Story 4 generally entertainingly proves that its playthings still have some mileage left in them. Sure, it's the weakest of the installments in the series that turned Pixar into the household name, but Toy Story 4 is so entertaining, thoughtful, and soulful, three hallmarks that have made the franchise withstand the test of time for almost a quarter of a century now, that one can forgive its slight in the whole. If anything, that slightness benefits the material rather well, now that all these characters are well loved and established, they can relax and offer up something unforced and fun by showing off some new tricks and reviving old standbys without dwelling on nostalgia. It sounds funny to say that a film about the things we leave behind as adults doesn't play on nostalgia feeling of being young, and that's precisely what makes Toy Story 4 so amazing. Andy's old group of toys have nicely settled with their new owner, Bonnie, a tyke who's about to start kindergarten. Everyone is getting a chance to join in on the playtime once again and fulfill their purpose as toys, except for Woody, voiced by Tom Hanks, who finds himself left alone in the closet collecting dust bunnies. His place as sheriff naturally taken by his female counterpart, Jessie, played by Joan Cusack. Directionless and searching for some sort of newfound purpose, Woody tries everything to get Bonnie to notice him, even tag along in her backpack when she goes off to kindergarten. While there, Bonnie becomes sad, lonely, and overwhelmed, and in a bit to cheer her up, Woody aids in the creation of an arts and craft project made of some googly eyes, pipe cleaners, and a spork. The creation, dubbed Forky, becomes Bonnie's new best friend. But the newly birthed and extremely neurotic plaything can't shake the feeling that he's trash and should be in the garbage. Seeing how much Forky means to Bonnie, Woody does everything in his power to convince Forky that he has worth. That's just one of the storylines and side quests within Toy Story 4, but that's the narrative backbone. Once Bonnie and her family head out for the end of the summer road trip, Toy Story 4 finds Woody and mostly reformed delusional toy Buzz Lightyear going off and doing different things, Woody and Forky are forced to contend with an unhinged and creepy talking girl doll from the antique shop, and an army of mute ventriloquist dummies, while Buzz tries to find his inner conscience in a bid to rescue them. Woody has the A story, but it's Buzz who gets to play around with the franchise's other high profile additions. Keegan Michael Kay and Jordan Peele as Ordinary Duck and Bunny Plushies attached at the wrist, and Keanu Reeves as Duke Kaboom, who's heralded as Canada's greatest stuntman, but is better known for not living up to how he's advertised. Buzz's adventures are geared towards a younger crowd, and Woody's journey with Forky and the film's chief antagonists are somewhat more adult, but viewers of all ages will find plenty of amusement in other threads. While the previous entry added a lot more new toys to Buzz and Woody's gang of misfits, none of these characters get much of a chance to shine in the extended roles here, with a lot of focus placed on the newbies. It's a little disappointing that Bonnie Hunt, Kristen Schaal, and Timothy Dalton are all back for basically no reason at all, but the new arrivals provide plenty of character, and the return of Annie Potts as the Bo Peep doll in an expanded role almost evens everything out perfectly. Toy Story 4, like its predecessors, is an adventure movie about finding one's place in the universe. The toys will confront questions of their usefulness, and they'll find themselves in tough scrapes with villains not too different from them. It has been the same story for 4 movies now, but what sets this franchise apart from other sequel spawners outside its dazzling visual scenes is that its script, credit this time to Andrew Stanton and Stephanie Folsom. I'm gonna cut that part out. Sorry, folks. Kind of off the script here.
And there seems to be no sign of intelligent life anywhere.
And cut. Are constantly able to rephrase these questions and provide new answers through quirky voiced brilliantly. I'm just going to skip that part. In a role that he practically born to play, Toy Story 4 asks, basically, it's a good movie. I think it's a good movie. It's a really good movie. Okay? That's all you need to know, folks. I'm sorry. I'm cutting off the script here. Because the time is almost up, and I just got rushed this thing. It's a really good movie. I loved it. It's amazing. It's very heartwarming. Yeah, it's a perfect finale for Woody and Buzz. Really. It really is.
Yes, I'm sorry, I do not speak English, okay?
But you were just talking to...
Yes, yes, hot dog, yes sir, no sir, maybe, okay.
To infinity and beyond!
Next episode, we will be talking Spider-Man Far From Home. See you next time. And so check us out at thecjhpodcast.webstarts.com.
make it go through. That's how I live, that's Spidey life. That's Spidey life. That's how I live, that's Spidey life. That's Spidey life. Web wings are gliding at night. Silk strings and webbing all white. That's how I live, that's Spidey life. That's Spidey life. That's how I live, that's Spidey life. That's Spidey life. I'm taking hits that hurt my ego. Vulture, where did he go? Please don't tell my secret. Promise me you'll keep it on the low. With great power comes great responsibility. I promise NYC that I'll